Welcome back to the Sisterhood Tea Party, where we spill the tea on life, love, glow ups, and the stuff that gets real throughout your life.
Today's episode is going to be honest, maybe a little tender, and definitely one of those combos we wish we heard more often. We're diving into body image after 30, the shifts, the pressure, and how we're learning to love the bodies we're in now.
Before we get into today's main topic, let's do our check-in. It's time for our top of mind segment, where we share what's been top of mind for us this week. Stephanie?
Okay, so I've been in a situation. That's actually dramatic. Okay, it's not really a situation. I have not had an Apple Watch in several months. It broke at the gym and I never replaced it. But now I'm sitting here. I've done workouts for the last, 2 months now without this watch. And I'm beginning to wonder, are they still worth it? You know, is it still worth my time to like go buy a new one and get into it? My thing is I want to see my workouts and I want to kind of track all of that. And I know, and I don't have like an obsession with it. I just want to see it to see like in terms of distance, like if I go on walks or runs or whatever, or just to see how hard I'm working in the gym. But is it worth it? And if it's not, then do I look for another sport watch that is better? I don't know. I haven't really pulled the trigger on buying one yet. Like I'm buying a new one yet. So I don't know.
I've never had an Apple Watch before, so I can't speak on this.
Oh.
But my husband had one for a while and then he stopped using it. And my sister has, it's not an Apple Watch, but it's another brand. She is like a cheaper brand. She really likes it. And it does all the stuff that, I mean, probably not all the stuff Apple does, but it's compatible with her iPhone. She can text, calls, do all that stuff too, and tracks everything. I can send you the link. She just sent it to me the other day. Interestingly enough, that's similar to my top of mind, which is the Oura Ring, which is my alternative instead to that, because I wanted to start tracking my steps because I was thinking to myself, there's no way I'm getting enough steps in and I want to track it, but I don't want an Apple Watch because I don't like how they look personally. And I don't want to like invest. I know you can make them nicer and stuff and like get cute bands, but it's just too much for me. And I get bad anxiety about notifications. So that's why I always have all my notifications turned off. So some of those kinds of benefits for what you can do on the Apple Watch, I'm not going to get out of it anyways. And so I started looking into the Oura Ring, which is a ring that tracks your steps, your heart rate, like all of those things too. They're pretty pricey though. So I found a cheap one that literally just came in today that I'm testing to
see. Oh,
show us
the ring, girl.
Yeah, I got it on TikTok shop. I think it was like 30, 40 bucks. And so I was like, I'm going to buy a cheap one, see how I like it, because the reviews were mixed. Some really liked it. Some were like, it broke after however many months or whatever. So I'm like, okay, small investment, see if I like it, see how long it lasts. Maybe it'll last a long time. It'll be great. And if it doesn't, but I really like it, then I can invest in the expensive one. So day one of the Oura Ring. I'll let you know how I like it.
Well, okay. And I'm assuming it's called something else because they can't. Okay. Send me the link.
Well,
curious because I mean, like I said, going back and forth between like getting an Apple Watch or getting another sport watch, like a Garmin or something, or, you know, paying that money for an Oura Ring. Like I've seen and heard so much about them. So I don't know. I just want to see my stuff again. And I know with like the Oura Rings, you know, you can track your sleep and your recovery and all of these different things. And it can even tell when you're starting to feel a little run down. Like all of this stuff I think would be so beneficial. I feel like I'm pretty in tune with how my body functions anyway, but just having that added layer of technology could be helpful.
1000%. I will send you the link and I will post it in the show notes and I will keep you posted.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let's dive into our main topic. Body image after 30. This isn't your fresh out of college eating girl dinner era anymore. And there's a lot that comes with that.
Let's start with the obvious. Body comparison doesn't stop. I'm going through this our entire life. We grow up learning to compare magazines, TV, classmates, and even family. And now it's on TikTok. It's skinny talk, which is officially banned, which I'm so grateful for, literally of today that we are recording this. But it's also what I eat in a day and creators who are 22 and living on celery and Vibes and it's Ozempic and it's wild out there.
There's so much and it's so exhausting. And even if we know it's toxic, it still creeps in. You know, how did we go from fighting diet culture to glamorizing quick fixes for weight loss? You know, for me, you know, when I initially started my wellness journey way back in my senior, I think it was my senior year of college is when I started this. I was bombarded with all things on Pinterest, you know, when we were still using Pinterest to pin workouts and find inspiration, and other sites that were promoting weight loss shakes and workouts and Advocare and all of those little things, you know, and those workouts that were targeting a specific area. I still remember finding workouts that were like, oh, target your tummy or target your glutes or target whatever. And it was just like, target, target, target. And it's like, you can't spot reduce anywhere of your body. You just got to work out, you know, and, you know, things like eating 1200 calories, which is wild for an adult to eat 1200 calories, right? And achieving a thigh gap. Oh my gosh. I remember saving an inspiration, quote unquote, inspiration pic that had this woman on it, no idea who she was. And it had some caption on the photo that was like, thigh gaps are in, they're beautiful, like all of these things. So it's just harmful language on this. And again, when I was, you know, in that time, I was like, oh yes, this is exactly what I want. You know, I went to great lengths and got down to a very, very low weight because of things like this. Mm-hmm. I looked back at old photos. I think I was my lowest and probably leanest weight in grad school. And I'm shocked at how small I got. And it wasn't healthy. I think there are parts of it that I thought were, because I was working out and I was still eating, but it, at what cost? You know, I was still trying to take these other shortcuts. I was trying to do these things that I saw on TV to get down to this weight, right? And I realized that was not sustainable. As a result, I had gone through a bunch of weight fluctuation because of that, because I saw things online and then I was eating, then I wasn't eating. It was a whole thing. It was a lot. I could dive into this for a very long time, but I realized it wasn't sustainable. And I did a ton of research on my own in order to break those habits. And I was finally understanding what my body needed. And I went and saw, you know, a nutritionist and a dietitian and all of these things. Like I talked with doctors about like, this is where I'm at. This is what I need help with. And they helped me get back on track to being able to do it myself. Right. And between both nutrition and exercise, I was able to really improve my overall health and wellness. So very, very thankful for that. But it was a journey for sure.
Yeah. I definitely probably saved that same photo that you're talking about back in the day. It's like such toxic habits. And even now there's this, in our 30s now, right? We have this self-comparison. So not only are we comparing to that version of what's online today, but then we're comparing it to our old selves, looking back at old photos and thinking, I didn't even appreciate that body when I had it. I can look back at pictures of my younger self now, and this is what's so heartbreaking about it, but I look at them and I remember at the time I took that picture, hating the picture because of something I was looking at my body. My arm was too big, or I felt like I was busting out of those shorts or whatever it was. And now I look at it and now I'm beating up my current self because I don't look like that anymore because I'm not 20 anymore, you know? And it's just this never ending cycle where we chase a version of ourselves we didn't love back then either.
Oh, girl. The way that I needed this episode so bad, because that is the part that nobody talks about, you know, the heartbreak of not realizing how beautiful you already were in that moment. You're taking the picture and you're like, oh, I look like crap in this, or I could be skinnier. And I still even remember going through and like editing things when editors were available and like trying to like make things, you know, look a certain way, mm-hmm. you know, and then letting that feeling follow me into 30s, right? Like when does that actually stop? When do we stop comparing ourselves to past versions of ourselves? Because like you mentioned, we're not 20 anymore. We're not 25. We are women in our 30s. We are beautiful. We are thriving. All of these things. We should be so proud of the bodies that we are in, because some of us have gone through hell and back and mm-hmm. we are still standing and we're still amazing the way that we are.
100%. Hopefully it stops now, because we need to make a shift as a culture, as women, as friends, as like just how we support each other. And for me, the biggest shift that's helped me is reframing what I want from my body and not chasing just being skinny, just being small. Like I'm chasing strength. I'm chasing energy, longevity, mobility, to travel, to feel good in my skin, to be present in the life I'm actually living. I actually had something happen to me. I guess it would have been just 2 summers ago, where I ended up injuring my foot. And honestly, looking back now, I don't even remember how I did this, but I injured my foot And I went to Paris and I didn't go to a doctor before I went because I was like, this is not going to finish. It's not going to ruin my trip. I was in a lot of pain walking and honestly probably made it worse. And I got back and talked to my doctor. I don't even remember all the details of what it was, but like I have really truly had to rest it. And I remember I had this major breakdown to my husband where I was thinking, what if I can't travel anymore? Like, what if this never gets better? And I'm always going to have this issue and I can't walk and I can't be mobile. And what do I need to do to get this better? And so after the rest period, I really focused on yoga and on strength training that ankle and that foot. And that side still is not as strong as my other side, but it's so much better now. And I took that mentality and applied it to my entire health of I want to not be achy all the time. You know, we're in our 30s, we start to feel achy, we start to hurt, you know, we can't sit for these long periods of times like we could. And that was my wake-up call personally of I need to take care of my body so that I can still do these things in the future that I'm able to do now.
Absolutely. You know, I relate to that. I remember having an injury that took me out, and I realized how important it is to have the mobility, the longevity, making sure that we're taking care of our bodies now and doing the things necessary to keep doing it, you know, to still keep waking up and being able to move our bodies to whatever it is. You know, I think about that when, you know, teaching spin, it can be a lot. You know, my hips are tight, but being able to do these mobility work, like exercises, is what is keeping me going right now. You know what I mean? Movement as a tool for life, not punishment. Maybe you want to keep up with your kids. You know, think about all of these different things out there. You know, if you're listening to this, you want to keep up with your kids, or maybe it's just for the stamina to just explore cities. Like you mentioned, being able to continue to travel, walk on foot to all of these different destinations, you know? Or maybe it's just because your back hurts and stretching helps. Waking up every morning, taking those 5, 10 minutes just to like move a little bit before going about your day really can be beneficial.
Yeah, and we should explicitly call this out, but it is okay if your body isn't your number one top priority right now. That is okay, and you should not be shamed for that. But it does deserve some priority. It is a part. We talk so much on this podcast about self-care. It is a part of self-care, and it's the only home that you'll have forever. And how you treat it, the energy it trickles down, especially if you're raising little ones.
Absolutely. Breaking the cycle starts with us. You know, if you want your kids to love their bodies, they need to see you love yours. I think that's so important. You know, and I think about my sister. I think she does a really good job about, you know, involving Isaiah into just, you know, every part of her aspect and like showing her like this, or showing him like these are fun, like this is exciting, and we still love our bodies, we still take care of it because she is strong. And you see my sister, she's out here, she's doing her thing. You know, being a mother is not easy, but still finding time to, you know, take care of her child and also take care of herself is important. You know, they need to see you love your body and take care of you, or at least respect it enough to care for it, you know. And it doesn't mean perfection. Not all days are going to be perfect when it comes to it, but you just need to be present.
Yes, shout out to Olivia and her new fitness account. What is the at? Do you know what the at is?
Live Fit Mommy.
Live Fit Mommy, go follow her on Instagram, especially if you're looking for some cute mommy son fitness interactions. I do love how she's like including him in that. Very inspirational, and she is very strong. I'm very proud of her. Okay, before we wrap this convo, we wanted to also share a few things that have helped us maintain a more loving, grounded relationship with our bodies, especially as they are changing in our 30s.
Because mindset is huge, but there are also real life things you can do to support yourself. So here's a little reminder list from us.
First, buy clothes that fit your body now. We've talked about this on the podcast before, but stop buying for the version you had or the one that you hoped for. When you dress for your current body, your confidence shows up faster than any diet could.
The way that that is so valid. Love, love clothes that just look good on you, especially if you know your body type, your shape, you know what does flatter you, and you put that together. You are a 10 out of 10, like it's just everything. So, yes, absolutely. Number two, move your body in ways that feel good. We talk about this too all the time. Honest punishment. Think about walks, yoga, or trying a fun new workout class. You know, movement that brings you joy, not shame, is so, so important.
This is why I love ClassPass. You can literally try whatever you want. And then if you never go to that place again, you're good. Just never go to, if you hated it, don't go back. Go to the next one.
Exactly.
Next is eat intuitively. So listen to your hunger cues, fuel your body, and enjoy your meals. Let food be a source of nourishment and pleasure.
Absolutely. Agreed. And unfollow triggering accounts. If someone's content makes you feel less than or you're obsessively comparing, it's okay to mute or unfollow. Protect your peace. And I'll say it all the time. If it doesn't bring you joy, cut them. Period. That's it.
Speak kindly to yourself. You don't have to love everything every day, but respect and compassion are non-negotiable. And I know we said this before, but especially if you have little ears around too, like, just remember you're passing that on. So respect and speak kindly to yourself.
Also, celebrate your body for what it does, not just how it looks. So if you had energy today, if you got out of bed and only crossed off one item on your to-do list, if you made it through a hard week, your body carried you through all of that and you should celebrate that. I know for me, today has been a kind of a weird day. You know, I showed up at the gym, realized I don't want to be here. I wasn't really feeling it. So I went home and ended up just taking care of myself for today. And just the fact that I was able to do some self-care, I got up, I made my bed, I did all of these other things. I even made lunch today, made a delicious, you know, baked taco situation. Very good. But that's all I did today. And I'm very proud of myself. So make sure you celebrate those little moments.
I'd be shared that story because, okay, if Stephanie, fitness instructor, go-getter, at the gym all the time, one of my fitness inspos, has days like this where she's like, you know what? Not today. I'm gonna go take care of myself in other ways. Then everyone should feel like they can do that. And I love that. I'm so glad you shared that story. Next is invest in routines that support you. That could mean sleep, skincare, hydration, a supportive bra, therapy, just whatever helps you show up for yourself and makes you feel confident. That's what counts.
Hey, listen, a supportive bra can make or break.
Do you have a brand recommendation? I need a new supportive bra. I'm like, where are we buying bras these days?
The one I'm wearing is actually from, it's old Target. So maybe not Target, but it's old Target. I was like, ooh, let me just clarify. It's old Target. But I've actually, funny enough, I actually have a t-shirt bra from Old Navy that I love. Oh. And I actually wear that one pretty often. Yeah. Otherwise, to be honest, I wear mostly sports bras and they're from Fabletics.
Same. So. All my sports bras are from Fabletics too. All right. I have to go back and see what this brand is. It was a brand that was recommended to me and I did like it, but now it's just time for a new one.
There is one that I actually do. There's another one I do have. It's from Soma. It's a little bit more pricey.
That's okay.
But they fit very well.
Okay.
Very, very Soma. Well. I would recommend either Soma, like for a simple t-shirt bra that's just like a little bit of wire, but still looks good under everything. Yes, Soma for sure. That's what I would recommend.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And last, and most of all, let your body evolve, friends. Your life is changing, your energy is shifting, and your body gets to reflect that. It's not failure, that's growth. We're not aiming for perfection. We're aiming for peace. And that starts with how we care for ourselves inside and out.
So if you're looking for a sign to treat your body with a little more love and a little less pressure, this is it.
All right, friends, it's time. We're going to switch gears a little bit. And we're going to play overrated versus underrated body wellness edition. So you know the drill. We're going to read off a few things. We're just going to talk through whether we think they're underrated or overrated.
Okay, let's do it. First up, Botox preventative treatments in your 30s. Overrated or underrated?
Appropriately rated. Appropriately rated. Yeah, I think because you shared a story not too long ago, actually, about how you got Botox and you loved it. I think it was the subscription that you had talked about. And I'm like, oh, I want to look into that. So I feel like, hey, I like what it does. I feel like when people do too much, again, that's your preference. I'm not hating, but I'm just saying there's a good amount of Botox. I feel like that makes the most sense. It's some that might be a little extra. Mm. I think preventative, just like doing a little touch-ups here and there, I think I'm all about it. I think they're appropriately rated.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree. Appropriately rated. I think honestly, anything with Botox and plastic surgery, I'm like, you do you. As long as you're, if you are in a good mental health space for how you're doing it or why you're doing it, you do you. Obviously if you're not in a good mental health space and you're doing anything for the wrong reason, in the same way that exercise is good for you, if you're doing it from a good mental health space, if you're doing it in a toxic way, that's not good. I feel the same thing about Botox, and any kind of, cosmetic, kind of things that you can get done. So I think appropriately rated, but also if you don't want to do it, don't. Like, you also should not be shamed. Like, I've seen some things online where certain people post something about their age and people are so bullies, and they'll be like, I thought you were even older than that. I'm like, then you don't know what a real person looks like. You're too deep in the Botox if that's the case, because you shouldn't have to do it in any way, shape.
Yeah, and can I just say, I don't like when people put things like that online. Like, guess how old I am? Why are you doing that? I don't know. I don't know. I guess that kind of low-key.
That was, was just on an episode of I've Had It. Did you see that?
Really?
Yes.
No.
Because they do that I've Had It segment, which is kind of similar to our ick segment. And hers was when somebody tells me to guess what their age is. I was like, yes, that's terrible.
It's so terrible. Ugh. I'm just like, why are you doing this? Like, you do not need, like, if I see that, I'm just going to say you look your age. And I'm not going to give you, like, you look your age. I don't know what you're expecting. I don't know if you want us to say older. I don't know if you say younger. But don't put that on, I don't know.
It's weird.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I agree.
Anyway, we're not doing icks today, but just keep that in mind that it may get brought up in a future episode. next one, throwback photos as motivation. So basically feeling like your 20s body is the goal. Is that overrated or underrated?
I think way overrated. I hate it. I hate it. I think it's unrealistic. I think it's unhealthy. At least in my case, it's unhealthy. Because when I looked like that, I wasn't being healthy. You talked about the 1200 calorie diet. There was a time where I was doing 900 calories a day. Like, that is unhealthy. That is not sustainable. And if I tried to do that now, I would probably kill myself, like unintentionally, you know, like, it's not healthy. So, and even if not, it's just your body is different in your 30s. And yeah, I think absolutely overrated.
I 100% agree. No notes. I will just add that it would be, I don't know, that's toxic to me to think that your body in your 20s, if I look back at pictures now in my 20s, there's no way that I could ever get down to that, because my body composition is so different. Mm-hmm. I've recomped my body over the last like several years that there's no way I could even get back to that, even if I tried, and I wouldn't want to. I have no desire for that. I like the way that I look. I feel like I look good. Mm-hmm. So there's no way that I would ever go back to that. I mean, again, if your desire is to be leaner, fine, but find sustainable ways to do that, that you can still protect your like mental health and still make sure you're taking care of your body. So that's all I'll say on that.
Agreed. Okay. Next one is dressing comfy over cute, overrated or underrated? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good one. Comfy over cute, because I like both. I think it's appropriately rated for this one too. I don't know, because I like both. It just depends on the situation, because very much there are days where I'm very, like 90% of the time, I am in a sweat set. I am in leggings, oversized shirt, or sweatshirt at home just chilling. On occasion, I've been really loving matching sets. So I just recently got just a plain like fitted shirt with just shorts because it's hot, but I wanted a lighter color and I've been loving that. So it still looks, it's comfy, but cute because it's put together in a sense. So I don't know, appropriately rated. But there are days that I absolutely love dressing up and looking cute and I want to, you know, show out a little bit. You know, you saw my pics online. You saw that I was dressing up. I've got all those summer colors right now. So I love dressing up, but I also love being casual and cute, so and comfy and all of that. So appropriately rated. What do you think?
I think dressing comfy over cute is overrated. And I'm gonna pick apart what you said just a little bit. Your comfy sounds cute. Is it? I assume it is. Your comfy sounds cute.
Yes. You can go ahead and pick apart. Here's the thing. It's still casual.
Yes.
I'm still wearing tennis shoes. I'm still wearing socks. It's cute, cozy. Cozy cute, whatever. However, I've got bum outfits where I'd be wearing oversized shirt, leggings, maybe slip on some sandals, and that's it. And that's not cute, girl. But I also, I'm always cute, so I don't know.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I guess I don't.
Yeah.
I guess I don't really have that problem.
You said what she said. That is
no,
my point.
I get what you're saying.
I think that you can be comfy and cute, and then you can be comfy that's not cute. And I think the comfy that's not cute over cute leaving the house is just laziness, in my opinion. I mean, do you wear whatever you want, but it's overrated to me. I think that you, because you can buy cute, comfy stuff. Like, why buy ugly, comfy stuff? Like, even where I may wear baggy t-shirts and sweatpants out of the house sometimes. So you know what I do? I take the 2 seconds to tuck that t-shirt into my bra in the back to give it a little more shape. And I throw some earrings on. It takes 2 seconds to do that. And guess what? I'm still comfy and I just did a little bit more cuteness and it's like so easy. Or like buy the set matching, right? Or like leggings, you can make leggings cute. I wear leggings all the time. Just do it with get a cute Fabletics jacket to go with it. And I'm still comfy. So I think versus the like t-shirt with holes in it and, you know, I don't even know, like pajama pants that are like printed with like, I don't know, Christmas stuff on it or something, like, and then Crocs. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And then they're like, oh my God, speaking of the Crocs, tell me why my husband was talking about some guy he saw at the gym the other day. And he was like, you would have loved his style. And he starts describing the man's style. And I was like, okay. And I think he was looking at him for like some fashion advice. And he was like, but then he did have Crocs on though. And I said, no! I said, you did not just try to sell me on this man's style. And he had Crocs on. Immediate no.
He set you up 100%. Because he thought, okay, yeah, I've got her. I'm hooking her with the man's fashion up until we got to the shoes. That's crazy.
Yes. Okay, but anyways, I think that comfy is overrated. I think you can be cute and comfy, and you don't have to be just comfy without cuteness, is my take.
Okay. You know what? I accept that. My take with that, so because I was talking about myself, obviously, but I also think some days it's hard to feel like you need to be cute and cozy. You truly just want to bum it. Mm-hmm. So like, I respect that and that's okay. But I agree that like, there are ways to make your outfits cozy and cute and just, and get out there without having to like put on a full like outfit. I agree with that.
And you know what the key is? Just only buy cute, comfy stuff. Don't buy anything that's cozy that you wouldn't wear out of the house.
Yeah. Don't buy ugly. So...
Okay, what's next? I can't.
Next, and our last one for today, crop tops over 30. Overrated or underrated, Jess?
Underrated. Almost exclusively wear crop tops. I won't lie. Like, it's actually hard when I have to go into the office and I have to think about what am I going to wear because I can't be wearing a crop top into the office. I'm wearing a crop top right now. Like, this is cropped. You can't see it in this, but I am, and I'm not going to show you because I'm sitting in this. Yeah. But it's a crop top. Wear like exclusively crop tops as one does. What do you think?
Oh, underrated. I'm also wearing a crop sweater today. Can't see that as well. But underrated. I wear crop tops to the gym, crop tops most of the days. Old Navy, as you all know, has me in a chokehold still. And they have these snug crop tees, which the girls that know, they are, in my opinion, one of the best fitting t-shirts you could ever get. Like, very nice fitted, ribbed material. And if you don't want it as cropped, order it in a tall. You heard it here first. I don't gatekeep, but don't sell it out. So I'm going to buy all of them before this airs. That way I say it and I'm like, oops, sorry, your size is gone. Anyway, I wear those. Like, that's part of my like rotation of clothing. If I'm looking for a cozy outfit, that's going back to the cozy versus cute. I'm wearing a snug tee with a cute pair of pants or something like that and dressing it up that way instead of having to, you know, doing all the things. Love a good crop top, 100% underrated.
I have some of those, not the ribbed ones, but I do have some of their other snug tees that you recommended to me in the past. And I love them. And also, is Old Navy going to send you your brand deal? Because I don't think you're loyal to any company as much as you are Old Navy.
I'm really not. You know, I know about the things. It's gotten to the point now where I've gone into Old Navy and somebody was like, oh, I knew I recognized you. And I said, why do you recognize me? He's like, well, I do see you in here often. And I'm like,
next time you pass them over a sticker to the podcast, you're like, yeah, tell your,
I'm gonna have to.
Tell your boss how much I love it here, and maybe we can have a little ad here.
At this point, maybe I need to just get a little part-time job at Old Navy, because if I
for the discount.
I used to work part of the Gap family. I worked at Athleta, so I'm like, why not? The discount was amazing. I don't know if it's the same discount, but employees got 50% off of merchandise from the store that they worked out. And then I think 30% off from the other brand. Yes. Yes. That's why I'm like, do I go back?
Literally. In this economy, especially. But, good Lord.
I know, right? But no, not anymore. That's okay.
Brand deal instead. Okay, if today's episode hit home for you, we see you. Aging, shifting, and showing up for yourself can feel complicated, but your body isn't failing you. She's evolving with you.
And you don't owe anyone the version of you they remember, especially not the size you used to be.
Our last drop of tea for today, you're not behind, you're becoming softer, stronger, wiser, and more rooted in who you really are. Let your body come along for that ride with kindness.
If you love this episode, send it to a friend who might need it too. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Sisterhood Tea Party. We're building this sisterhood together. Bye.